Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Byron Morton and Julie Cole. Byron, Vice President of Leasing, and Julie Cole, Vice President of Sales with the Merchandise Mart that hosts NeoCon every year. And this year, we're excited for the 51st edition of NeoCon. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Doing really well.
All right. So like I said, 51st year. Last year was a monumental show. You know, you had a big party on Tuesday night. This year, it's June 10th to the 12th. First question, tell us what NeoCon is and who comes to the show.
Well, Kip, NeoCon is the largest and longest running trade show for commercial furnishings in North America. As you mentioned, this is our 51st year, and it really is the bellwether show for the industry. About 40% of the audience are made up of architects and designers. Uh-huh. About 30% are reps and dealers, and most importantly, two end users, facility managers. Right. And then the rest are students and academia.
It is where the furniture industry, the flooring industry, textiles, anything that goes into an office setting, you get some hospitality, and it's beyond just corporate, isn't it?
It's truly the umbrella event for many verticals. This includes healthcare, retail, hospitality, and the workplace, and government as well. Mm-hmm. So it covers pretty much anything and everything within the commercial and contract market.
And last year, I think you attracted about 50,000 attendees. What are you anticipating this year?
Last year, we actually had 56,000 attendees, okay. And tracking right now to be on par with that, if not a little more. Our hotel room block is pacing about the same as last year. And pre-registration's right around there as well. So we're really excited for a great crowd, to see a lot of new product introductions, and to enjoy the 51st edition of NeoCon.
All right, is there a theme this year?
The theme this year, Kemp, is what's next is what's here. Uh-huh. And that pretty much embodies what NeoCon is. We are presenting the latest and greatest in trends and technology, and people can come to expect that from our show.
Yeah, isn't it amazing as far as the workplace and how it's evolving, where there's heads-up space and heads-down space, collaborative space, and they continue to get better and better. I went into Interfaces Basecamp in Atlanta recently and saw, you know, state of the practice there, as well as Shaw Industries. They've got a new Create Center, and both of those are just amazing workspaces. What we're hearing is that the people who come to work used to be tired at 5 o'clock, and now they leave inspired with more energy. It's really neat stuff that's going on in the interiors world. Back to the show, though. Tell us real quick as far as changes from an exhibit standpoint.
On the permanent showroom floors, Kemp, we've got about 11 of the major manufacturers spreading out over 45,000 square feet.
Okay, so that number 11 manufacturers, that's all flooring manufacturers you're talking about.
Atlas is now part of the Dixie Group, and we'll be showing with Mazin, so we're excited to see what that consolidation looks like. Mm-hmm. Another really new, exciting thing this year is we're continuing a toast to fine design and including the residential design floors at the Mart in Chicago in NeoCon. The line continues to blur, really, between the workplace and the home, and we've really included our residential floors so that designers can not only be inspired, but can see product that is very, very relevant to the workplace and the hospitality and healthcare. The design center floors add 9 showrooms and about 40,000 square feet of floor covering, and that ranges from fine broadloom carpet to crazy expensive antique rugs. So I think the flooring audience will really find a lot of inspiration on that floor.
And so in the past, they've been on 3, 10, and 11. And what are the residential floors that you're opening up?
Those residential floors are 6 and 14. Okay. There'll be a toast to fine design on Tuesday afternoon. Uh-huh. And, you know, we expect a really great crowd up there as well.
Yeah. And Julie, on 7, I know you've got a couple additions. You've got some expansions with Metro Floor, and then you've got, I guess, Novalis Ava is new this year, right?
Right. We have some great manufacturers that are well-established in the show, mm-hmm. such as Crosville, and they're in a very large space. But yeah. We have some newcomers like Ava by Novalis, who's taking a very large investment in NeoCon. Mm-hmm. They're serious about the show, and we're so excited to see what they have to offer this year, as well as Congolium and Clio Contract and Carndean. The big story this year, and everyone's going to have to come to the 7th floor to see this, is a brand-new booth relocation and design for the three brands of Metroflor, Aspecta, and Technoflor. So they'll be releasing some exciting information at NeoCon, so you'll have to come see them in person.
Let's move to the programming. I know that you've got an expanded CEU group of seminars, so much so that you've had to move into Sunday on that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this year we have over 100 CEUs in 17 different tracks. Mm-hmm. Those tracks include green design, hospitality design, healthcare, wellness, senior living, and many more. Just a fantastic assortment of high-quality CEUs for the architects and designers in attendance.
All right. I know last year, the 50th anniversary, you had Art Gensler as a keynote speaker. Tell us who your opening keynote is this year.
So our opening keynote this year is Robin Stanifer and Stephen Alesh from Roman & Williams Interiors in New York. They really are two of the most notable hospitality and retail designers in the game right now. Their portfolio includes the Highline Hotel in New York, the Ace in New Orleans, the Chicago Athletic Club, the Cole Haan store in New York, and they also create beautiful objects of design, and they've published a book called Things We Made. Okay. Also on Tuesday, we have a keynote. Elsa Crawford, who's the founder of Studio Elsa in London, she will speak to the materials we make and the importance of the human factor of design. And Elsa is also very well regarded. She did Soho House in New York and was named the Designer of the Year at Maison Object 2016. Wednesday features Liz Ogbu, who's the founder and principal of Studio O in New York. She's an architect and an urbanist, and I love this phrase, a spatial justice advocate. She was part of the inaugural class of innovators and residents at IDEO, and she's been on the faculty at UC Berkeley and also Stanford's D School, so we're very excited about her.
By bringing up Elsie Crawford, how many international people do you think come to NeoCon?
Typically about 15 to 18% of the audience is international.
All right. You've added an outdoor plaza that runs along the river there. Tell us about that.
Last year we did a big outdoor party on Tuesday night to celebrate our 50th. Wow. And for our 51st, we're going even bigger. Wow. We are creating the NeoCon Plaza, the entire South Drive, for the duration of the show. It was designed by Gensler and Forward Fruit and features premier sponsors Hayworth and Sunbrella, who will supply all the furnishings and fabrics. And the theme is an urban boardwalk, and it will feature lounge space and work lounges and cafes, even a beach area. But I think interesting to the flooring industry, Econol by Aquafil and Interface have collaborated to provide this spectacular large-scale pattern floor coverings for the entire plaza.
I'm glad you pointed that out. So there's going to be carpeting in this outdoor boardwalk. I guess we'll be outdoor carpeting.
It'll have to be durable, and it will be.
And it's actually the Econeal Nylon 6 made by Aquafil, and the carpet's made by Interface. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. More flooring news, even on your outdoor plaza.
The plaza is really a necessary place for us this year. We have so many attendees, and they need a place to meet, network, and take a little rest from the show and being inside the Mart all day. And so this is a much-needed space that people are going to be thrilled to see. And we've also commissioned a special NeoCon Art on the Mart projection, which will run at sunset each night during the days of the show. So that'll be something not to miss.
I've heard that you guys are going to take NeoCon out into the city with some exciting design tours. Tell me about that.
Kent, this is a new part of the program we're really excited about. We've partnered with IIDA to create several designer-led tours of some of the most exciting new spaces in Chicago. Attendees will be able to see McDonald's new global headquarters, LinkedIn Chicago, the new public spaces that are being built at the Willis Tower, the new nightclub Tao Chicago, and many more. And, you know, these already promised to be a huge success as a number of them are already sold out, so we really want people to get to the website and check those out.
Okay, what day is that?
They're throughout the show.
I got you. Okay, go to the website for more information.
Yep.
Well, I think that's a good preview. I appreciate you guys spending time with me. I've been talking to Byron Morton and Julie Cole, VP of Leasing and VP Sales, respectively, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FullDaily.net.